You're listening to the Just Okay Show, where you listening to this, you get to be a co-host, huh? How's that sound? My name's Patrick, or Guido, and I have a strict open door policy on this show. I open the door, and anyone can just walk right in. And I mean anyone. I'm talking your neighbor, your teacher, your local firefighter. All of them. I'd like to get a firefighter on the show. That'd be interesting, maybe. I've always wanted to work firefighter hours, where I just work for 2 days straight, and then you get like a week off. Wouldn't that be great? You just work 48 hours straight. You sleep on the job. Those firefighters, those lazy sacks of shit. No, I don't want to start anything with the firefighters out there. I don't want to start anything. But man, they got some good hours. They do have to do all that dangerous stuff, though. Yeah, that I'm not too fond of. Anyways, all you have to do to get on this show is show up on the Discord server. That's discord.gg/justokay. And then you can hop in the channel that I'm recording in, and you can either just watch it. We get a few people that do that. Watch it live. Or you can request to speak. And then when the time comes up, I bring you on. And that's how that works. You know, I'm looking for funny stories. I'm looking for sad stories. I'm looking for made-up stories of either of the earlier regards. Characters. I'm waiting for that first character to come on. And I don't, well, I do mean like a character in the terms of a person that's, you know, oh, that guy's a real character. Like a real character. But I also mean character in the terms of a completely made up figment of your imagination, where you do a voice or don't do a voice and you just make up a whole backstory about a person. Because I would love to interview them and put that character on the spot to come up with some pretty funny answers, I would hope. Who knows? Anyways, I think it's time to start the show. We're just okay, and this is a show. It's the Just Okay Show. Thanks for listening to episode 3 of the Just Okay Show. I'm getting it, man. I am getting it. Wow. Who'd have thunk that? Episode 3, huh? How many of you think I'm going to go? I think I'll make it to 10. That's for sure. Not instilling much confidence in the audience, you know, as this goes on. No, I'll make it far enough. This is just a fun thing. It doesn't matter. That's what I have to tell myself. Like, the downloads don't matter, even though they've already, like, wildly surpassed my expectations on, you know, the past 2 episodes. But, you know, it's still like, oh, that part of your brain, like, you gotta get more rock. The amount you have isn't enough, rock. You need more. What was that guy's name? Rocky's trainer. I don't know. Yeah. I had a week. We all had a week. Well, us Americans. We got, what do we get? Thanksgiving. That was a big one. Boy, oh boy, Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving. I rank it as the number 2 holiday for me. I think Christmas is number 1. Christmas is good. I like Christmas. I know a lot of people walk around, they say, bah, humbug. Well, not me. I do say that sometimes. Christmas can be a bit much. It's definitely the gayest holiday. which is great. Maybe that's why I like it so much. But, you know, we're talking presents and stuff. We're talking rainbow-colored trees in your house displayed out your big bay window. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a parade float. You know? But I love it. Love every second of it. Kind of. The wintertime aspect of it. I know you can't have Christmas without winter. You can't have a Christmas in July, as some people have. Yeah, the winter comes with... Winter is a supporting character of Christmas. The main character, joy. You thought I was going to say Santa Claus, but nope. It's joy, and then Jesus, and then Santa Claus. All right? There's an for you. Yeah, Thanksgiving was good. I went to my parents' house. We had a pretty low-key Thanksgiving. My parents are at a point, and honestly, my whole family's at a point where no one wants to do, like, the cooking. No one wants to make a green bean casserole. So what we did was we had it catered by our local grocer, which is Ascendix. It's Ascendix Mart. And it was delightful. It was good. We got, there was five of us there, my mother and my father and my sister and my brother-in-law. And they ordered enough for 10 people because the portions were small. If they would have ordered for five, everybody would have left, you know, still wanting more. And that's something you never want on Thanksgiving. You always want more until you're full and stuffed. Until that belt's coming off and you're watching that football game, and you got a few sody pops in you, a few cocktails, if you will. And you're taking a little snooze on that old couch from the 1980s that's living in your parents' house. And the games are rumbling, but not your tummy, because you're full. But the problem was that my family doesn't eat turkey, so we got this giant tray of turkey. It was cut. It was already pre-cut turkey breast. All you had to do was warm all this stuff up. It's great. Everybody, stop cooking. Stop cooking on Thanksgiving, unless you enjoy it. But if you don't, there's options. You got plenty of options out there. So we had all this leftover turkey, and my ma, God bless her, old Hypno Hayes, she starts going on about turkey soup. She's like, hey, I got all this extra. I'm going to make some turkey soup. Does everybody want turkey soup? And my brother-in-law, he was like, turkey? What is turkey soup? And I was a little confused. I've never heard anyone say, hey, you got to go get some turkey soup. And my brother-in-law was asked a very simple question. Is turkey soup basically chicken noodle soup, but with turkey instead of chicken? Which is kind of what your mind draws you to. That's what it might be to most people. And my mom says, well, no, turkey soup, it could be whatever you want. I was just going to make the soup, but you could put noodles in it, or you could put rice and a can of cream of chicken and have wild rice and turkey soup. So she was really hard up on this turkey soup and kept going on about the turkey soup. But she's pitching her turkey soup Ponzi scheme to us after dinner. And the whole reason we have all the leftover turkey is because our family doesn't really enjoy turkey. So no one's going to take the turkey soup. You know? I don't know. Maybe I should have tried it. I should have. I make a banana bread. That's my contribution to Thanksgiving. And for the past, I haven't been doing it long, 3 years maybe. I've been making banana bread. And whenever I bring that up, people are like, banana bread? What are you doing, you crazy nut? You're bringing banana bread to Thanksgiving? Yeah, I'm bringing delicious, warm, moist banana bread. It's great. And I've been told by two people that the banana bread that I make is the best banana bread they've ever had. Two people have told me that. Not family members even. You know, my family members say it's very good banana bread. Brother-in-law loves it. I basically brought it for him. I don't know. I made another loaf yesterday. So good. I make good banana bread. Maybe I'll share my recipe. Maybe we'll get one of you guys on and we'll swap recipes. A little just okay cooking. That sounds all right to me. Yeah, banana bread's pretty great. Thanksgiving was good. I hope everyone's Thanksgiving was great. I went to a live podcast recording. Strange, right? There's a show that I enjoy. It's called the Bad Friends Podcast, which features famous comedians Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee. And they did a live show at our local theater here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is where I'm located. And that was Friday night that I went to that. I took a good buddy of mine, who I hope to have on this show one day, took him. And before we went, we had quite a few cocktails. We sat in a bar and we played a card game called Garbage. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the game Garbage. But it's just a game that takes forever and you get real drunk playing it. If you're playing it at a bar while drinking. And we had a random bar goer that joined us and played. And she was already pretty schnockered when we started and just ended up getting pretty far along there. And we took off and went to the show. The show was great. They did stand up. Fun show. Funny show. I hope to do that one day. Maybe. Not stand up. A live show. I know we've done Just Okay Gamers live shows at our cons. We've done one or two of those. And we did a live show at some convention. It was a league convention a long time ago. We did a live show there. And that's fun. I'd like to do more of that. But boy, oh boy, this show's got to get off the ground if I want to participate in that. You know? God, can you imagine? Even in a small little theater, having a live audience and just bringing you up on stage? That's the way to do this. Not over the internet. It really, this format that's still in its infancy? No. Sorry. It's not infamous. Infancy. This format, which is in its baby years, it lends itself to that. I think. I don't know. We got some kinks to work out. Anyways, after the show, we went to a steakhouse. And we were pretty, we had sipped back quite a few at this point. And my buddy's like, let's get steaks. We'll go to a steakhouse. And it's like 10 o'clock. And we get there and we sit at the bar and the bartender's like, you got 2 minutes to order. My buddy's just like, two ribeyes. At a fancy steakhouse. Of course, he's treating. What a guy. And we're eating our steaks and sits next to us. We're talking to this guy. He's in a suit. He'd just come from a Bucks game, I think. But he's in a suit. And we're like, that's a weird thing to wear at a Bucks game. Milwaukee Bucks, our basketball team. And we get talking to him. And he's the owner of this steakhouse. Huh. Small world. What's he doing sitting there with us? He's not eating or anything. And my buddy decides that this is a good time to rank all of the local steakhouses that he's been to, where he very firmly puts the steakhouse that we're at in front of the owner. He puts that steakhouse at a clean number 4. And then there's a lady sitting next to us, and she pulls the, don't you know he owns this place, to the guy next to us? And he was like, oh, no, it's not a big deal. You know, they're good steak. They have good steaks over there. But man, you can't do that. I feel like maybe this is just talks to me and my insecurities. I would have told that guy that he had the best steak, even if it wasn't, even if it was a bad steak. I would have said, hey, sir, great steak. Great. He is the best in the city. But this guy, Krause, if you see him on the Discord, ask him to rank the steaks in Milwaukee, the steakhouses. He'll happily do it. So, yeah, that was my Friday. And then I feel like I'm going on a bit long, but, you know, this is what you pay for. I get my time, you get yours. I had to undergo a procedure. I don't know if you guys recall, a few weeks ago, I mentioned going to my local physician and getting my yearly physical. Well, it just so happens I'm getting a little older, and I come from a line of bad butts. The butt stock in my family has been plummeting for quite a few years. And I had to get a check. He suggested I get a check. He was like, hey, look, I know you're young, but you can either do it now and just have a clear conscience for the next 10 years and then do it again, or you can like kind of think about it for 5 years and then eventually you just do it when you're 45. But if you do it now, we can just check it all out. And I'm like, God damn it, doctor, I'll do it. Turns out he wasn't my doctor. It was just some hobo on the street. But I take medical advice from anyone who gives it. So I signed up for it, and I had that this weekend. And they give you two little tubs of a juice that you got to drink. At least they do for me. I've heard all different stories about how it goes for certain people. But they gave me two little 6-ounce things that you then mix with a bunch of water. And you suck down one, and then you poop your brains out. It, you know, it just keeps going. And you don't trust a fart. If you imbibe this stuff, you do not trust a fart. So the fatal mistake I made, you have to fast this whole time while you're doing this. I want to share this too, also all of this, because I felt a bit of hesitation on my part going in and getting this procedure done. But I think if there's anything wrong with your butt, you should probably get it checked out. All right. So this is just me being transparent and sharing my experience with you guys in the hopes that you guys all get your butts checked. So I made the fatal mistake of planning my procedure at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. was when I was going to do it because I thought, I'm fasting. I want to get it over with, and then I can eat again, because you got to fast the whole day before. So you start at like 8 p.m. on the day before the day. And then you fast all the way through it for a good 30-some hours. It sucks. Kind of. You can do it, though. This is all the worst part of it. So, I they advise you to start your first bottle at like 5 p.m. And then you just poop out until it's time to go to bed. The thing that I didn't realize was you have to start the second bottle 6 hours before your procedure. So I had to then wake up at 2 a.m., and suck down the second bottle. It doesn't taste good either. I had to suck it down, gag it down. It was gross. And then I just had to stay up and poop. Just had to stay up and poop, man. You ever have to do that before? I've never had to do that voluntarily. But yeah, it wasn't pleasant. And your butt gets all raw. Anyways, whatever. You got to clear it out. It just comes out like water, basically, at the end. It's clear. Like, you're pooping, you feel like a gush. And then you get up and you look in the bowl. Looks like nothing even happened in there. It's just the water level's a little higher. Anyways, I go to my appointment, and I'm tired. And you go in. They tell you to undress. You got to wear a gown. They sit you on a gurney. And then they come in. They got to give you an IV. And I don't know if you've had an IV, but I've had an IV a few times. It's not pleasant. And apparently, not only is my butt stock bad, my vein stock is even worse. I have shitty veins, I guess. They're like thin or something. They're not strong enough because they can never get it right. They never get it right for setting up IVs. It took this broad lady, woman. It took her 3 tries. It sucked. She burst through the first one. And started at the hand and worked her way up my forearm until she was at the crease of my elbow. And finally got it. Yeah, that sucked. Anyways, they wheel you in there. And the anesthesiologist is like, hey, man, I'm going to put you down in about 20 seconds. All right, just giving me a heads up. And he's kind of prepping his stuff, and then he gets the big syringe and he puts it on the thing. He's like, "You got about 10 seconds." And then he injects it. You feel it; it gets cold in your arm. In the IV, it was propofol, which is the stuff that Michael Jackson, he loved it. That guy loved it, and I understand why. There's 2 things he loved the most: propofol. And pop music was the other one, I think. But that propofol, oof, you feel it go in you. It gets cold. And then this anesthesiologist gets real, real passionate about it. He starts telling me. I remember all of this, too, because I felt it go in. And then he's like, you know, this is the time you got about 10 seconds. And this is the time when people, you know, they start having... They wake up, they tell us about the dreams, and they could dream about a vacation that's coming up, and they could dream about a loved one or a good, happy memory. And then I was out instantly. That was the last thing I remember him telling me. But then, like that, like a snap of my fingers, I'm awake, and I'm in the recovery room. I'm a little groggy, but I'm awake. Now, the recovery room was an experience in its own because I'm sure most places probably don't do it like this. Maybe I just have bargain bin insurance. But I'm in a recovery room with a bunch of other people who had just gotten colonoscopies, and we're all separated by curtains. Now, the thing you may not know about colonoscopies is they have to pump your colon with air, with gas, so that the camera can kind of look inside and the walls aren't, you know, impacted upon itself. So you're just full of air. I was full of air. And so were these 7 other people that were in this shared waiting space. And they encourage you to let loose. So I was just in a cacophony of various fart noises. I'm talking old farts, new farts, baby farts, teenage farts. I'm talking squeakers. I'm talking low rumblers, baby. All types of farts. And there was a moment where they're telling me my results, and which I'm all good, all clean, good and great. But he's telling me my results, and it's just over a chorus of farts on either side of me. It was surreal. Meanwhile, I'm also farting like crazy just to get it out. Yeah. So that was my colonoscopy experience. The kicker is they gave me pictures of the inside of my asshole. So you guys can find those at patreon.com/justokgamers at the $5 tier. No, I'm kidding. I'll give them to you for free. Just ask. Here's a live, for the live watchers, there's a little bit of my asshole. Look at that nice, fresh bussy. You're welcome. It's a clean looking bussy, dude. It looks nice. All right. Well, it's time to move on. That was my week. Everybody go get your butts checked if you need it. If there's any problems, don't be ashamed. Share them. I want to hear about your colonoscopies. It's an interesting thing. It's a very interesting thing, those colonoscopies. And you get pictures. I got pictures. I don't know if everybody else does. I paid extra. I paid for the premium package. You know, after your colonoscopy, you're walking out and you see all the pictures of assholes, like when you go off a roller coaster down the biggest drop, you just see all the assholes, and then it's got a big watermark on it. You can pay extra to get yours and blow them up. I should have made a funny face with my asshole. I just wasn't thinking. I wasn't aware. I didn't see the flash. Oh, boy. This is my life now, huh? All right. Anyways, this is the portion of the podcast where I might do an ad. In fact, I don't have any advertisers that want to participate in this. Maybe someday we will. In the meantime, I'd like to do community stuff. It would be cool. But I don't know what you guys are really working on. If someone's working on something, they got to tell me. And I'll shout it out. Happy to. But just for the sake of it, this is just a product that I like. I bought new studio monitors this past week. And they're PreSonus Aeris brand. They come in different sizes. And if you're looking for a speaker, they're affordable and they put out a good sound. I suggest them. You can hook them up straight to your sound card, or you hook it up to an audio interface, much like I have. And it sounds great. It's good. I highly recommend them. Not getting paid. Go check them out. You can find a deal. All right. That's the ad. You know, go check out, go consume, folks. All right. I've been talking too much to myself. I think I need to bring someone on. Should I play an old segue? Should I play an old segue to bring this person on? Might as well. Hold on. It'll give me a daggone second here. I got to actually search all my old podcast stuff. And we'll take a little trip down memory lane. Eventually, I'll make some new segues. I wanted to make a new segue for this segment. Or even better, Bombhab actually suggested this last week. Austin, if you remember, recall that episode. He said that guests should be allowed to bring their own entrance music, whether it's something they create or some sort of song. Now, I don't know about copyright laws, and he was the lawyer, but apparently you can play any copyrighted material on the internet that you want to an audience. As long as you're not making money from it, which I'm not. All right. Let's do that. I got a segue here. And we'll do... Oh, my God. There's so many. This one is called Segue Guido. I'm going to just cut this out if it's a bad one. This is from 2013 was when it was created. Oh, boy. All right, time to open up the door and bring in some people to talk.
Hi, I'm Guido. This is a segue.
Actually, kind of apt. It still works. A little bit. It's still like new segues. Okay, let's see. We got a hand raised in here. There's a few people in here listening to this live. They got to see a picture of my bussy. And I'm going to bring this person on right about now. Hello, friend.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name's Brendan.
Brendan.
Go by Brendanus.
Brendanus?
Yeah. It's true.
Oh, wow. You have a very calm voice, a very soothing, nice voice. That's what I've been told.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Brendan, would you rather me call you Brendan? Danis? Dan? Brenda?
Definitely Dan. Yeah, Dan.
Dan works? Okay.
Most people call me Brendan, but yeah.
Say Brendan.
That's my character, I guess.
That's your character? No, hey, man. We're all characters of ourselves, aren't we? Right?
It's deep thoughts. Deep thoughts.
You got to have deep thoughts. We are who our brains tell us we are. If I were to ask, who are you, Brendan? What would you say? You'd probably say a father, right?
Yeah, father, husband, student, sort of a massage therapist. Not working right now because I'm in school, but... you know, it's a big part of my life. And it's
massage therapy is a big part of
really
your life.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. When I was a kid, my grandma would have me rub her shoulders because they always hurt. And it was like a thing that I just did to help people, you know, people I loved. And at some point I was working a job I hated and I was like, I need a job I don't hate. So
and then
he
rubbed your boss's shoulders and he fired you.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, that's how that went. Yeah, no, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No problem. Yeah, so I decided to do something that would be fun slash. I mean, I was working for a rifle scope company, so it was like selling these weapons for the global war on. Rifle scope, like a, you know, sniper flash, you know, some of them were sniper scopes. Most of them were hunting scopes, but it was a time of my life that I was like, do I really want to be part of this? You know, because hunting's cool, but like, yeah. So
what an interesting
I was like,
swamp.
Screw it.
From rifle scope, were you actually manufacturing them or what was your position at the company? Remaking them?
I worked in manufacturing for a little bit when I was first as a temp there, but then they moved me into packaging. I'm kind of a packaging superstar. We could load up a whole line of scopes in, you know, half an hour. We had a good team, but yeah.
Oh, okay. And then you're like, all right, I'm going to explore this massage therapy. You went to school for it?
Yeah. So I thought to myself, there's two things I really love, cooking and massage. And people who work in commercial kitchens usually are involved with some drugs. And I didn't really want that in my life. Plus, it's like high stress.
Yeah.
So I like to be chill. So that was the decision made.
Yeah, those kitchen workers, man, you don't get. They're the bluest of collars. I give them all the credit in the world, but man, it's tough to have somewhat of a normal life working that, you know, those crazy hours just in that service industry. No, I give them a lot of credit. It's not for me, though.
Yeah. Not at all. Yeah, so.
So then did you work for a like a massage therapy company?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
And you had
I did that for about 8 years.
They booked appointments and whatnot?
Yep.
Wow. 8 years?
I believe, yeah. 2013 to 2021. Yeah, 8 years.
Okay. So you've... Okay. All right. This is interesting. Let's go down this route. I have quite a few questions about massage therapy and your aspect in it.
Okay.
How many people would you service a day? Is that the right word to say service?
It works. I'm pretty free with, you know, words just kind of signify the meanings. I don't know. That's like, anyway. Yeah, sure. Service, massage. I mean, we said book a service. So
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people a day would you kind of do on average? You know, I'm sure some days were busier and some days were you'd have maybe one or zero.
Yeah. So the highest I did was like seven a day. And, you know, COVID happened, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And we stopped working for a while. And I came back and I was like, I lost a lot of strength. That's what got me exercising again. And as you know, mm-hmm. we have a good channel on the Discord where we encourage each other to take care of ourselves. And
yeah,
that's been a really cool thing.
We've been slacking a little bit on that. I got to be more active in there. I think I just need to be more active in general. Because,
for sure,
you know, I've let it slide a little bit. I still work out a few days a week, but I'm definitely not as gung-ho as I was like a year ago even. I don't know how to get back into that.
Yeah, we had a whole plumbing thing that we're still in the middle of for the last month. So where I used to work out is now full of all the stuff that was in this room. So that's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
But anyway, yeah, I do like seven to four. You know, sometimes I would work less days a week, longer, or else more days a week, shorter. So 4 to 6, 7 at the highest. Some people do 12 hours a day. Like, that's brutal.
That's a lot on your hands. So did you have regulars? Did you have someone that's like, I need Brendan?
For sure, yeah. I'm told I'm really good at my job. and I'm good at talking to people. I feel like there's a lot of people that hurt because they don't feel heard. That's another one of those kind of woo-woo things, but I've just noticed like there's a certain segment of people that just feel better. Like you don't even have to do much. You just have to make them feel like somebody cares about them.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, that's, it's a noble profession. It's good, right? It had to make you feel good about yourself.
For sure. Yeah. I really enjoy it.
Okay. I've only had one professional massage, and it's a recent endeavor. And that's a whole story. Yeah. I have a whole story about it. And I came out at the end, and I came out of the closet at the end. I was like, I'm so gay now. No, I came out of it, and I didn't really care for it. It wasn't for me, but I think I just did it wrong. Having had that first experience, I would have been way more vocal about what I liked and what I didn't. Meaning the first thing that she did was go for my feet. And it spent a long time on my feet and going in between my toes with her fingers and stuff. And that was just not for me. And I didn't know that. I didn't know it was for me or not. So I guess this also leads to my next question is, for me, doing that to someone else, to go straight for some foot play and get in there and really massage it, I couldn't do it. Even though I know it would be helping the person and there's nothing about it, but I just couldn't, I couldn't touch a person's foot like that. So is there any part of a body of a massage that I'm sure you did it all. You did it all and you're very professional about it. But is there any part of you that was just like, oh man, they're asking me to do the hips again. I hate doing the hips.
No, it's more like people who aren't clean or else like are peeling from like having a sunburn or just like unpleasant things like that. I'm very, there are massage therapists who are like, oh, feet, you know, everything else but feet weird me out. Feet are weird, like, you know, because they're kind of like hands, but they're like so different because evolution and whatnot. But like, it's just another part of a person. It's not really like a sunburn. It's like the leftover of a sunburn. I'm responding to chat, where it's, there's a little bit of peeling happening, not the like active red blistery fun sure. stuff, but
yeah. Huh. Okay. Well, then the opposite of that question, what's like the best, the easiest for you to massage that probably gets the patient the best? If you were talking to someone like me about a year ago and I was about to go in for my first massage, what advice would you give? Would you say, hey, to just tell them to focus on your hamstrings and your back? Like, or do you have any advice for someone that has never gotten a massage?
I mean, neck and shoulders is always like, you know, everybody likes their shoulders rubbed. I mean, somebody probably doesn't, but like, that's like the traps, everybody's tight there. So that's always nice. The thing about massage is that you have to learn how to get a massage, which sounds weird, but it's like you're saying, like, you didn't know what you would and wouldn't like until you had it. And then like I wouldn't start with somebody's feet, because like they're, a lot of people are self-conscious about their feet, and like people who love their feet rubbed, like that's a great thing. But like, you also don't know how clean people's feet are. So you don't want to be rubbing that all over their body if they're like, you know, they were wearing sandals today. So I always like to start traps, neck, back, and then work way down legs, and then up the legs, arms, more on the neck, and then maybe finish on the feet, because then it's a cleanliness thing, but also like, you've just like, you've been like, hey, I've touched all the other parts, like, it's cool, I'm not gonna like... There are people who are like way into reflexology and they're like, I'm going to, you know, get all these like little toe spots, because this spot on your toe is involved with your pineal gland or whatever. And it's mm-hmm. like, okay, maybe, but like, you're way into the esoterics and you're not thinking about the person that you're supposed to be giving your service to, which is like, it's not about you doing the cool thing that you're like, yeah, I'm a super cool dude who does the cool thing. It's like, no, you're taking care of someone.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
The traps and shoulders, this is what happened during my massage also, is I thought it was very weird. Maybe you can shed some light on it. I was on my back. The one thing I told her to focus on was my hamstrings, because at that time I was doing a lot of RDLs and my hamstrings were toasted. And she spent like 4 minutes on them. It was ridiculous. And then she goes to my back, and then and I'm on my stomach at this point, and she has me flip over onto my back, and then she does like the backs of my shoulders and my traps, and she's like sticking her hands underneath in between the table and me and doing the massage that way. What's the point of that?
So there's like, there's certain angles you can get better. Cause I mean, there are tables that can raise and lower. But there's not so much like between the shoulder blades kind of traps, but like up the top part, I like to get under there, my hands like this. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Audio more medium. Power or something.
Yeah, it's just more comfortable because, like, okay. When you're coming down from above, you're kind of, you'll end up hitting, you can't get, like, the straight, like, the very top of the shoulders very easily coming from above. You'd have to come, like, straight in,
I see.
Which is, like, a very difficult power generation position. A lot of, you know, like you said earlier, it's like, oh, yeah, that's got to be really hard on your hands. It can be. But a lot of the power you're generating is you put your body in a position like you practice like horse stance and archer stance, and you use your body weight and direct it through your hands into the person rather than pushing with your arms.
Yeah, it's so physical, man. There's it takes quite a bit of strength. What do you think? Are you after school? Are you going back into it?
Yeah, so that's the plan. I'm finishing up a human physiology degree. I'm taking a class on what's that called? Tissue injury and repair. It's really interesting. We learned about ACL tears the last two classes, so you know, week. And PCL tears is what's coming up. We learned tests. So like if someone comes in and is like, you know, my knee feels like it's stuck. Now I know certain tests that I could put them in a position and push down on the ankle and move it around in a certain way. And if it elicits pain while I'm pushing down, but it doesn't when I pull it up and twist it, like that will tell me that, oh, there's probably a meniscus tear. So I can say like, hey, you got to go tell your doctor about that. Cause like,
yeah,
it's a thing that needs surgery to like go anywhere.
Okay, versus so you're like, moving more into like a physical therapist route.
Yeah, like. I mean, physical therapy is like a doctorate program, and I thought about doing that, but it's honestly, I need to be out of school for my mental health. So I'm thinking about doing something more like a strength and conditioning program afterwards, because nice. So COVID happened, stopped working, came back, hurt all the time because I'd lost so much strength. And I was like, I need to work out, started working out. As I'm sure you know, you feel so much better when you're active than when you're just like lazy all the time. And everybody knows that because everybody's like, oh yeah, that's a thing. But then you haven't, like you do it and you're like, oh yeah, that is actually true. Like I actually feel it. It's not just like oh, you'll live 5 more years, you know, you'll live to 85 right. instead of 80. It's like, no, your life is better.
There's a few different caveats to that, because when you start it, you don't feel that. You feel bad. At least I did. I felt real bad and real sore and real self-conscious.
Yeah.
And just my body felt like it was hurting every single day. That's probably because I was doing stuff wrong at that time. But also in combination of not moving those muscles for so long. And then there's the other aspect of it where you do get to that point where you're like, I feel great. This is good. I remember how I felt before. And now I feel this new way. And this new way is way better than how I felt before. But then eventually that new way becomes the standard. And it's easy to slip out of. It's so easy to slip out of because you take it for granted and you don't keep, I mean, for any kind of reasons, either you life catches up with you, just miss a few workouts, whatever the reason, you don't recall that constant feeling of feeling good all the time until you mm-hmm. lose it. And then once you do lose it, you remember that initial hurt of getting it back. Yeah. And that's what there's this whole mental battle with it. I think that should be something that people kind of have to focus on more than more than most things, especially when starting out, is just like that misery, it ends and it becomes great. But then you have to also keep your mind focused and stay in that disciplined mode and give yourself reminders of what it used to be like. And I don't know how to do that. And I don't know how to convey other people to have them experience that.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, it's like you're always fighting against entropy, like as a being in the universe. Like entropy is eternal. So like we're kind of fucked. But yeah, I always think about how we evolved to save energy, and we, you know, exercising for the sake of exercising is not something that's natural to us. Like if we exercise because that's the only way you get fed, because that's the only way you like hunt for a deer or grow a loaf of bread, then that's, you will build that strength. But when, you know, when I go and get a barbell, like I feel better afterwards, but it's not natural. And my body's like, why the fuck are you using that energy? You don't need to be using that energy. Save that. There might be a famine like next year. Like you need those calories. I don't need those calories right now, but that's not what our brains are made to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fitness is weird. How you're just fighting against your goddamn instincts the whole goddamn time, man. It sucks, but it's also so great and good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Life is weird.
Okay. Well, back to massage. This is a selfish question. Maybe, but you might help out some people. If you were to, if a guy had a gal over, you know, for some nice times and wanted to be nice to the gal. The guy wanted to be nice to the gal and give her a little massage. Do you have any tips, like what to focus on? Any specific techniques that really, really send it home that would make that gal say, oh my, this guy, I don't know whether to be worried or impressed because he's obviously done this quite a few times.
Yeah. That's a good question. So, you know, like we were talking about, some people are weirded out by their feet. So like, you got to definitely feel it out if they don't like their feet touched, because I've definitely known women who don't like their feet touched. But most women like having their feet rubbed, is my understanding. And hands and feet are very sensual. I mean, they have a lot of nerve endings. And actually the feet, something I learned in anatomy class, the feet where the sensory region of the brain and the sensory cortex is right next to the genitals sensory region. So there's like some overlap. Yeah. So it's kind of weird when the professor mentioned that, because he said it in kind of a weird way. And some of the girls in the class were like, that was a little weird. But it's like, you know, just a little.
He said it creepily?
It was a little bit. Yeah. I was fine with it, but I'm 39. And these are like 21-year-old girls. And he's like, you know, mid-40s guy. So,
and his voice got like this, and he was like, hey, listen, you know, the sensual part of the brain's right next to the foot part. So if you want to get them going, you got to give them a little tug and rub on the bottom of the tootsies. Just like that?
Yeah, you should be a professor, actually.
Yeah. All right. PhD.
Yeah. So, and you know, just so much of when you're doing massage is the energy you bring to it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, don't act like a creep. That's an important part of making somebody feel happy, like safe.
But I'm doing it for creepy reasons, Brendan.
Sex isn't creepy. Sex is neutral.
You've never had sex with me.
That is true.
Oh, boy. Okay, so next time, lay her down and then just go right for the hands and feet, huh?
Hands, feet, shoulders.
Communication. Yeah. I should probably just talk to her and say, where do you want to be rubbed, right? That'd probably be the first move.
Or like, so, you know, that's communication. It's important. That's
okay. If that's she said back it. Rub, what do you think? Should I go full? Should I go palms? Should I put some elbow grease into it with the flat part of my palm, or do I go thumbs and really needle it in there? you made a wincing face when I said thumbs.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So one thing is like, thumbs are kind of precision instruments. They're not really made for like digging because that's not the structure of the joints. It's actually in massage school. They're like, don't use your fucking thumbs. You're gonna give yourself arthritis and ruin your hands. You know, if you're not a professional, you're probably not going to do it that much that it's going to cause injury, but it's not really, I wouldn't be digging in too much like that. Yeah. Nice broad pressure. The old, what do we call it? Tapotement.
Do you do a little drumming? A little thumping around?
Keep a nice rhythm. And it helps relax tissues that just kind of get beaten into submission. The hardest thing about not having a massage table is that the positioning is hard. Like a massage table puts the person right where your body can create force. But like on a bed, you got to either be next to them and kind of leaning over, which is kind of hard on your back, or else like straddling, which is fun, but like also hard for generating force. And like beds are generally squishy, which means like you're a little bit flopping around. Yeah. But like, you know, just contact, like being touching each other is always fun.
Damn straight. Couldn't have said it better myself. All right. Great. Well, there we go. We got a little lesson on massage therapy. I didn't expect this going into it. Did you have something that when you were coming on the podcast, did you have something that you really wanted to say? Or were you just like, I'll go on and we'll see what happens?
Yeah, I was kind of like, I'll go on and see what happens. Cause like, you know, I love the community. You know what I did think that I was going to say, if you asked me, you know, if you were like, hey, you're here, what do you have to say? This community is great. Everybody's really nice. There's some razzing, but like people care. They give a fuck about you. They will encourage you. You make something. They'll be like, that's awesome. Keep doing it. We saw Tish's steak. It was plated a little funny, but we're like, hell yeah, you did it.
Food picks are a big hit. If you want to participate in the community, all you got to do is post a picture of the food you made and you'll get a few interactions, quite a few.
Food, mushrooms, animals. Yeah.
It's good. We're doing it. You're a newer member. I mean, you came in a little closer to the end of the show than most people.
I joined, I think, in 2016, but I was very shy. I don't honestly have a ton of time for gaming, so I'm not like always dropping in. So I just don't hang out as much, but I love the people. So that's why I make an effort to be with people.
That's you're such a noble guy, Brendan. You're very true and you're very honest and open. And if there was ever someone that I needed to get input from on something, I think you're top of my list of who I would ask, you know, for any sort of advice. You have this very wise, sage-like demeanor to yourself. And I mean that in the most complimentary way.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're a great guy. All right. Well, I don't know. Should we wrap up? I feel like I talked about my colonoscopy for way too long.
That was funny. I enjoyed it. We were at dinner for my wife's birthday like 2 years ago, and she had had a colonoscopy. And obviously her parents are older, so they both had. So we're sitting in this fancy restaurant around this table, and they're all talking about having colonoscopies. And I was like, this is just like that.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be afraid to talk about it.
I was thinking, you know, I'm like 8 months younger than you. So I'm like, oh, I got to do that soon. That's fun.
Yeah, I think you're generally probably pretty good if you have good butt stock. You know, you don't really have to get it right away.
I should ask my doctor probably. She probably knows better than you.
Yeah, that's probably very true. Wow, we got a hand raised. Do you want to stick around for this person, Brendan, or would you rather?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
I like this person.
All right, we're going to bring another person on. This is the first two for a guest on the show. Wow, I'm digging it. I'm going to invite them to speak right now. Oh, there he is.
Hey,
welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Bubby.
Oh, Bubby. Yeah. Is that what you prefer to go by?
Yes, it is. Please do not use my name.
Fair enough. I don't even know your name. I don't even know you, my guy.
Yeah.
How's it going, Bubby?
One thing you should know about me is I had a colonoscopy too, a year ago.
Yeah. Let's hear about it.
So fun. I was really lucky that I didn't have to drink the liquid. I just had to take a bunch of pills and drink a bunch of water. But I started to throw up after taking two pills, and I was supposed to take six in a row at like four separate times. These things are like the size of, like, you know, your pinky, one of the bones on it.
Wow, the size of your pinky, one of the bones on it.
Yeah, you know, one of them little boys.
One of those little pinky bones. You had to do pills, huh?
Yeah, and it was probably the worst night of my life. Because I would be throwing up, and then I'd have to start shitting. But I'd still be throwing up.
Oh.
So, like, it was just holding a bin while sitting on the toilet and shit. But I realized I accidentally ate peanuts the day before, which on the paper says a big no-no. Yeah. And then when I showed up, I was like, guys, I'm so sorry. I accidentally ate peanuts yesterday. And they're like, oh, none of that actually matters. It's just so that we don't have to clean so much.
Okay.
Are you fucking serious? But the biggest thing that upset me about that entire ordeal is I don't remember the farting. And I had been told that I would be being able to fart for a solid hour. And I thought that would be the most hilarious time.
Oh,
and all I remember is...
It's superb.
Yeah.
Yes.
What did most of yours sound like?
They were long and somewhat flappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long and flappy, I think. Yeah, exactly. Like a horse whinnying almost. You know? It's like some loose lips sink ships, if you know what I'm saying.
No little squeakers.
No, it wasn't really squeaking, even though you'd think it would probably be some squeakers because you're so clean down there, you know? It's like the end of a balloon that you're pulling tight. But you did just get something thrown in there.
Maybe
you got pitched up.
That balloon's getting tighter again.
The catcher mitt was out, and there is something going in. So you're a little loose, you know?
You're
a little airy. It's like the goddamn Grand Canyon down there. I'm sure mine look like a roll of duct tape, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I thought yours normally did, though.
It does. It does. You can fit a whole fist in there and shake it around, you know?
Yeah.
But, oh, well, hey, everything came out good on that colonoscopy?
Yeah, so little blood had come out a couple times before, and my family also has a history of butt cancer. So I was really scared. But I don't know. We never figured out why, but we found out it wasn't cancer.
Hey, I guess yeah, if that's what you walk away enough with, is like, hey, we can't tell you anything about why this is happening, but we know one thing, it ain't cancer.
Yeah, I had eaten mushrooms the night before.
You're doing a lot of wrong things, before. It sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, not you like, just had a dinner of mushrooms and peanuts?
No, like magic mushrooms.
Yeah, I understand.
It wasn't a dinner. It was like, you know, I just chomped a little guy. And the next day, like right before they were doing the anesthesia, or before I went in for the appointment, the anesthesiologist was talking to me. And they're like, so yeah, do you do any drugs? And I was like, yeah, I smoke marijuana. I just sat there. And then like 2 minutes into it, I was like, oh, I ate mushrooms yesterday. Like I, and she was like, oh my God, I'm so glad you told me that, because we would have been sitting here a minute into the surgery. Like, why isn't he falling asleep? Why isn't he falling asleep? So, I saved myself a lot of excruciating pain by remembering that detail.
Yeah.
But, when I came out of it, yeah, I don't remember farting, but, apparently I did. 3 separate times. Well, I called my dad's pizza shop, asked for a pizza. 3 separate times after that, I tried doing it again because I just kept looping back to the thought, holy shit, I want some pizza.
Okay, you like, had different drugs than I had.
Yeah. What was your first meal after it?
Corned beef and hash, my guy, and a big old pancake.
Jeez, you're supposed to avoid grease, dude.
Hey, I said load me up, baby. Let's grease the wheel while it's clean, you know? We just got all the dirt out of there. Let's grease her up. Make it easy.
You say that every night.
I do. I like a good greased wheel. All right. Well, do you have any massage tips for us, Bubby?
Oh, people really like when you just get their shoulders and like slightly below their shoulders. That's like the go-to, I'd say, because that's where everyone carries some stress. Like throughout every single person, at least some is there. But that's literally the only part I know.
Okay. Hey, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'd say that's solid advice.
Yeah.
Bubby, you should come on again.
I wanted to tell you about my butt stuff, man.
I love hearing about your butt stuff.
Butt stuff 2023. Shout out to Nasty.
Shout out to Nasty. You did well for your first time.
Thanks. I was pretty nervous to start. But
hey, man.
You're a good host.
Any ideas for bits?
I'm kind of working on a game show idea. It's starting. Her Jen was working on a game show too, so that could be fun.
Was it Jeopardy?
It's not Jeopardy, it's something else.
I don't think Jeopardy would work well for the concept I have because I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were saying Jen had been working on the show Jeopardy. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, we'll get a few bits in here. I think a trivia kind of game, some sort of something that we can all participate in would be great to see. And then, you know, we'll take it from there. I don't know what else really. I would like to do some sort of sound effect game. I'd like Biggie to produce some sort of movie game if we could. I don't know how we'd do that. Maybe clips from a movie involving sound, and we have to guess the movie or the actor or something, and they're all just Leonardo DiCaprio screaming, would be great.
God, that's fucking amazing.
All right. Well, thank you both for showing up and coming on here. How was it? Was it? I mean, you said it was a little nerve wracking, but in the end, not too bad, right?
I had fun. Yeah, it was a good time.
Okay.
I'd do it again if you'd have me.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an open door policy. I think I may make a rule that no repeat guests per week. You know, like you guys aren't invited next week.
Rude.
But the following week, let's go, you know? Okay. You can't rely too heavily unless the guys in the Discord, everybody is like, wow, Bubby and that story were so amazing. He needs to come back.
Oh, God. On. That is a phrase that will never be repeated.
All right. Well, I encourage everybody to show up. Discord.gg/justokay. Hop in there, assign yourself in the role assignment channel, assign yourself the podcast tag. That's how we give you guys all the info of when we're going to record and what a topic might be. Who knows? Still figuring it out. We're doing great. Thanks so much to Brendan. I enjoyed hearing about everything that you had to offer. I learned some things. I forgot some things. And it's been great. And Bubby, always a pleasure. I think we need more chaotic Bubby just showing up at the end to say a few things. It's a good addition, I think.
I agree.
Yeah. I got to come up with a segue. Then, like, just weird chaotic entrance music, you know?
I agree. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for coming on. Bye-bye.